Penguin Random House Audio presents Too Close to Breathe by Olivia Kiernan. Read for you by Brona C. Titley.
When I think of him, he's gone. He's at the bottom of a river. In my mind's eye, I see him submerged, standing against the current, black hair buffeted about by underwater winds, his cheeks pushed back into a smile, teeth glowing in the green depths. I want to take the bus into the city and stand on the bridge, right over the spot where we dropped him. People would walk past, smile. They wouldn't know what we'd done. I'd smile back. A smile can hide many secrets. You greet me with a hard kiss when I open the door, step straight inside, out of the sharp sea breeze night, eyes black as the devil. I meet your inky gaze and try to remember when evil outstripped good. In your grip, there is a rope, brown, grainy, and rough. Already I can feel the rasp of it against the perfumed skin of my throat. A thrill of something ripples on the edge of my breath. Chapter 1. There hadn't been a suicide note. The victim remains resolutely tight-lipped, stone-cold silent, the best and the worst witness of her end. A note would allow mourners to hold on to something, assert blame, be angry at what's written, tear the fucking thing up if they wanted. Without it, there is nothing. Grief battles alone. Even so, I imagine I see a ghost of a smile at the corners of her swollen mouth, the kind of smile that speaks of secrets, secrets she'll take to the grave.